Good evening, everyone. It's Boxing Day. How many of you are celebrating Boxing Day? I don't think you have to be British or Canadian to get that term, but it used to refer to the day after Christmas, Christmas being a family day where you have family and presents, and then Boxing Day, you visit your friends and neighbors and take little boxes to them, and that was really a delight. So I know it's different now because instead we go shopping and all kinds of goofy things, but I still, in my heart, feel a wonderful feeling about relating to you, my friends, my associates, the beings that are out there supporting this radio station with your love and your blessings and sharing your call-ins. And, oh, my goodness, I feel like this is a little bit of a hub of, I guess we'd call it friendship or extended family or community, resonant community, coherent community. All of us looking for expansion and growth and love and transformation. So it's Boxing Day. Happy Boxing Day. As you know, my name is Veronica Entwistle, and we've been talking for a long time, and Radiance by Design is the name of the game, and that means you and I are learning to lift our fields and frequencies consciously. What do we do to lift them? We don't have to take a huge forklift. We take our sound. I don't know how many of you listen to the intro music and the extra music for my show, but it's all created by Amrita Cottrell, who had breast cancer and studied music so she could heal herself of breast cancer. And guess what? She succeeded. And if you sing along with it, which is maybe hard because some of the sounds are kind of bizarre. They're going like, meow, that sort of thing. If you do that, you can actually feel the frequencies buzzing throughout your body, perhaps pooling around where you've got some kind of density or body pain or very subtle. Sometimes some of you are very, very like the canaries in the coal mine. You're really sensitive, and you can pay attention to very subtle impacts and influences in your body. Anyway, Amrita did a very good job, and tonight I was kind of humming along with her intro and reminding myself how the sound literally goes through the body, changing you as an energy vehicle and me as an energy vehicle of light, wanting to learn how to raise our fields and frequency. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to do some energy work. We're going to answer the calls. I have some wonderful guides and angels. They used to say there were 75 of them, and now it's like, oh, multitudes, hello. Not just I have those, but more and more beings are surrounding us in order to help us become more conscious about all the different dimensions in which we live, more conscious of us being, unraveling the mystery of being very huge and not having to be a limited being. I'm kind of talking around in circles. Maybe it's in spirals because I'm looking at two bright blue sparkling spirals in front of me, which we have instead of Christmas trees this year. And what we want to talk about is unlimiting ourselves. And there are many great teachers that say that we are an experimental species learning free will, choices of free expression, but we've had a tremendous amount of DNA or cellular or even cellular lineage limitations placed on us by whoever started us off. There's talk that it's the Orionians and the Sirius beings and the Pleiadians, and I've heard other things as well, and that we were started off to see if we could discover. Really, my understanding is, can we discover ways of unlimiting ourselves? Can we learn and unravel the mysteries of becoming multidimensional or very universal beings? I think we can, and we're learning more and more about that. And here on Radiance by Design, if you call in with your questions and talk about your life, what we really want to do is bring the guides and angels, your guides and angels, mine, our higher selves, all into play as we help you unhook yourself from some container in terms of your own possibility. And we'll feel that. It'll feel in a form of resonance. Oh, goody, we already have a caller. You're on the air. Hi.
You're my call.
Happy Boxing Day.
Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. What's your first name?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, hi. I think we talked once before, didn't we? Your voice sounds familiar.
No, this is my first time calling into your show.
Well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I hope your holidays were beautiful.
Actually, they are. They're going to continue to be beautiful. What do you think of that?
I think that's an excellent idea.
How were yours, Sharon? How were your holidays?
Mine was great. Thank you.
Good girl. Now, do you have a question? What are you focusing on tonight that you want to share with us, and can we help you?
Okay. I just had a friendship and with someone, and it was extremely painful. The whole friendship, the whole experience, I guess, was kind of painful in its own way. And I'm calling to see if maybe I could receive some healing mm-hmm. in regards to this.
And was this an intimate friendship, or is this friendship?
It was not intimate. It was a male, though.
Okay. Let's see here. We're going to see if we can help here. Okay, so one of the things about this being is that you know, I'll often say to people, it's funny, we get together with people and then we come apart and our stuffings come out. It gives us a chance to look at some of the programs we've had. And the more conscious we can get about it, the faster we can heal and move beyond it. First of all, I don't think he's going to return, do you? I don't think so.
No,
right.
I don't.
It looks like it. Yeah. Do you know why this split happened? It looks like it pulled something right out of your belly, like a old program.
I caught him in a lie.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What was the motivation for the lie?
That I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around.
Okay.
Why he did it.
Okay, because there's a little bit of confusion for me. But what I'm seeing is there's kind of a karmic thing here. And
okay.
I was just reading, you know, it's really interesting. If we can get really conscious about this stuff, we don't have to keep rerunning the karma. Okay, so
that
what we're going
to
do is... Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It
yes.
makes sense that we should be able to evolve past all our karmic edicts. So I'm watching
Absolutely.
Him... And I'm going, it's actually, there you go, now we're in your belly. Have everybody at home. Let's all wrap ourselves in light. And now we're going to take a very powerful spiraling light. I'm already burping, which means we're moving something in your gastrointestinal. We're going to take a very powerful spiraling golden light and move it up through your, okay. We're moving it down through the top of your head. And we're spiraling round and round and round in your head as if it were a bottle washer. And I want you to keep doing that round and round in your head, round and round in your chest, round and round in your soul. See, in the chest, keep going round and round and round in your chest. Your chest holds courage, doesn't it? And it holds grief and things that are left over. We're going to go round and round and round in the chest. In the solar plexus, and now we're going to get into the belly where the karmic drives are. Your arms are sore, are they?
Yes.
Because in his betrayal, keep running round and round and round in your body with this little bottle washer. In his betrayal, he really sent your heart into a state of doubt. Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go round and round and round in the belly. Around and round in the belly, and then we'll spiral through the perineum, which is at the bottom of the torso, right into the core of the earth. I know we should have the legs, but we're just doing your torso right now. And we're having it bounce right back up and move right through your belly area. And I want you to hold him in your mind's eye, and people at home can be doing this with anybody you've got in your mind. Hold him in your mind's eye as you run this spiraling light all the way up through your body again. Good. Really get stuck two places, the belly and the heart area. There you go. And, you know, I want to say this. You don't lose anything by love. Love is something. What is that old song? Love is something that you give it away, give it away. You remember that old song? Anyway, we're seeing love being the thing that you need to send out to him over and over again. Because what he did is tripped over his own inadequacy. And it pulled you off of a way of seeing him, of knowing something, of sharing your light. There you go. And it really hurt you, because who did it remind you of? It reminds you of two other connections way past. Maybe your dad, somebody when you were small. Do you understand that?
It could have, yeah, it probably was my dad.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting.
My mom.
And your mom.
Could have been either one of them.
And the thing with you is it's very, very deep, and we're going to say transformative pain, because that whole thing about trusting and being lied to is something you've had to grow through in, there you go, in this life. It's a really big deal. So we could say it differently. We could say, Sharon, let's really bless this guy for bringing that up again, so that as you heal the wound, you can actually, we can neutralize the karmic propensity to attract in more of that. You see how it is? It's like a program. Okay. Okay. Do you feel that? Do you feel something in your belly?
No.
Where do you feel it in your body right now?
My heart feels heavy.
Okay. So what we're going to do is go right back in. I'm back in the belly. The guys are moving energies around your belly.
My throat is sore, too, which is something that, you know, throughout the friendship, it's almost like I was not allowed to speak my truth.
Oh, wow. And did you have trouble putting up with that? Did you get mad?
Yes. Yeah. It was very painful.
Yeah. I don't like the relationship for you, except it's a little bit like a cleaning episode, meaning he brought up, the kind of pushing and pulling that went on brought up some very deep details about trust in your body-mind. And it really hurts, because ultimately, Sharon, when I look into your soul journey, you're going to want to have tremendous courage about loving people who don't appear to be loving. I mean, don't appear to be worthy of it. And I'm watching you being able to learn to love beyond anything you can expect. Anything you can, there you go. And it's a much bigger kind of love coming up in you, like, oh, the process. I've always wanted to be safe, and I've wanted to be attached, and I want to be contained and all that. It's not going to be like that. You're going to rise up, and you're going to start radiating love. Do you have grandchildren?
No.
You've got some young people around you. Who are they?
So where I live, there's some younger children, but they're in their 20s. But the young people do seem to, enjoy my company, I guess.
Well, you know what's interesting about you is you have a real light that wants to rise up, so that, you know, when people are all in a melee and they're confused and they don't know what the heck to do, you have the ability to rise up above it and use the light or the universal light or the Christing, whatever you talk to, as your support, because you haven't been able to count on it from your parents and from whoever. I see several people in your history, and then this guy. You can't seem to count on it that way, but you can count on it from the sky, if you will, or from the universe. And you seem to radiate it to other people. So as we talk like this, I want to remind you that what you're doing is unhooking some old programs that are in your belly and in your heart. And even though it hurts right now, you're going to find yourself feeling very different in a while. You'll be associating with people and feeling a clarity and a freedom and actually a non-attachment. You're going to radiate instead of attaching. It's a huge quantum leap for you, and I want to say, well, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Will he try to re-enter my life, or...
He might, but if he does, in a little while, you're going to kind of go blank and go, I don't think so. I can't be bothered.
Okay.
You see, you're going to feel, it's like this. You're going to feel that you suddenly grew out of even figuring out why you were in association.
Right.
And we want
I'm already
to
questioning that.
Don't do it in your head. Do it in your chest.
Okay.
Remember that the hurt in the belly, in the chest, is in a sense the extrication of you from the programming of your old karmic hoo-ha. So he's radiant on that level, and you don't want to be in that pool of radiance anymore.
Do you ever see me experiencing love in this life?
I do, actually. Probably next, well, I was going to say next year, but, you know, that's only a week away. It may not be quite that fast, but it looks like within a year or so, you've got yourself a whole different kind of camaraderie going on. Very different, actually. So it's like you're going to make a big change, girl. I don't think you're moving, but I do think your attraction, and this is important for everybody at home. When you shift something as powerfully as what Sharon's doing right now, and that means she grieves, she releases, she fills herself with light, she uses the light bottle washer in relationship to the higher, and then you find yourself attracting a whole different kind of people. You find yourself having different kinds of relationships. You find yourself in a whole new flow, and you don't even know where people came from. It's quite interesting, and it's not immediate. So I say next year, and I go, well, it won't be probably January, but we don't know when.
Right.
Let yourself grow, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for the healing, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings. So this is Veronica Ann Whistle saying, I hope you're all going to call in. Of course, we're just dying to talk to you. Let's start by doing our sacred geometrics first, and I'll try to do it a little faster tonight because we started off late. You know how it gets, and I know Donna let us go on and on, but I'd like to stay a little bit in the schedule. Jackie's show is recorded this week, so it won't hurt her feelings, I don't think. Anyway, let's call in above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball, and below your spine, another golden ball. Drop a filament of light through your spine from the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball, and you're on a skewer, you're on a spit. And now drop a four-sided gold pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then upside down, another four-sided gold pyramid with its point going into the lower golden ball. So you have a four-sided pyramid sticking up and a four-sided pyramid sticking down. Good. And so that makes an octahedron. Now you place inside of it, you create a crystal ball, beautiful crystal ball. Can you, if you're calling, just be on hold for a few minutes, okay? Here we go. Thank you. And now inside of the crystal ball there, you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David. And I want you to spin and spin, spin and spin and spin. And as you spin, you might even get a little bit dizzy. I do. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you're spinning, take a look in front of you, and there's a magical screen. And this is our manifestation screen. And the first screen is going to be about you becoming what you want to become. Okay, and I see myself as becoming consciously multidimensional, being able to function on different dimensions at will. Woo, hot diggity. And the more I read and think, the more I think it's about being able to live outside of karma with a lot more universal freedom. But that's a lot more detail than I need for this particular manifestation. And then wrap that in light. You don't have to do the same one as me. You might want to be a different kind of person, and that's okay. And wrap it in light. Move it to the side. And now our second movie is you creating what you want to create. And I know exactly what I want to create. I'm not going to say it out loud today because I want to kind of hoard my little vision to myself until I get it refined. So then I see the project you want to create. and see all the resources coming, the people, the money, the time, the orientation, the plans, and see it all coming together. And now you want to also see the resources for sustaining your project. We want to keep it going, and we want to nurture it and support it and feel that its flow is so strong. Good. It's in service, too, isn't it? And now wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and now we have another vision as the Galactic Healing Center. I remember I said at the beginning that we all have a whole passel of guides and angels, many different levels. There's all kinds of consciousnesses and intelligences available for you and I to bring through. And I want to see our healing team standing around our fresh healing table. And you're the first person to lie on that table. And now ask for what it is you want. Okay, what is it you would like to have in terms of healing? Yeah, it's funny because before I've even really aligned with what I want or what I'm asking for, my guidance is already working on me in a whole different way. And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know that's what I wanted, because they'll often tell you. Good work. And then you just let them work until you really feel the buzz. Wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And now we're going to bring in someone else. We have a fresh table. Our team is fresh, able to replicate themselves. And we're going to bring in someone. You can have somebody just pop in, or you can choose someone. And here I have an older woman who's had some problems. I was teasing her today because she has a screw loose, and only she's had some surgery, which has some pieces of metal in her, and the screw has literally come loose, and it's up by her, between the esophagus and the spinal cord, so it's very uncomfortable for her, and then they have to do more surgery and replace some of the parts. Sounds like a Boeing problem, doesn't it? Anyway, she's going through some really incredible surgery, so I'm thinking that the guides and angels can do a lot for her. There it is. And they're working with her right now. Mm-hmm. That's it. Good. And now we have, let's wrap that in light so that she can stay stewing. And now we have a young man here who's got a, he seems to have a lot of pain. Now, you can bring in anybody you want. You don't have to use, but I'm talking. This is radio, so I got to keep saying something that gives you a visual imprint, right? So we're just bringing somebody into the healing table who chooses to come in. And this one is a young man who's having some kind of structural problem. That's right. And he's also drinking a lot. So what we're going to do is ask for some help for him. And they're showing that there's a lot of trauma and a lot of damage in his brain. Yeah, and his body is kind of... Talk about metal. He's also got metals in his body. So they're working with his brain and with his base chakra. The base chakra imprints the lineage and what's carried on from his family. So they're working with that and with the lobes of his brain. They're doing both, and they're running some pretty powerful energy through him. And let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now instead of the... well, maybe we'll bring in Snowden. We're going to have a fresh table, and we're going to have a fresh team around the table, and we're going to see Snowden, our great whistleblower, up on the table, and we're going to see him being shaking up the whole world in terms of the consciousness of what? Respecting humanity, respecting and loving humanity. Because it seems to me that's what he's doing about the NSA. He's being the whistleblower to show how everyone is being deceived, and this is time for us to look at that as a collective being, that it's wise for us as beings to stand up and be counted and say we know what's going on and it's going to change, that we all deserve respect. And that's a huge thing to ask for. So what we're going to do is wrap him in light and ask the guides and angels to help him and bring through all the levels. Each of the guides has their own level after level after level of consciousness. We're having a whole bunch of them around him so that his service, talk about radiant by design, his service can literally reach many, many beings. His energy, his frequencies and fields can reach out and prod the evolving levels of consciousness in many of the heads of state or many people who are in positions of power. That's right. And he needs not only protection, but he needs to be refurbished and helped to remain as high frequency as he needs to be. There we go. There we go. Let's wrap him in light, and then let's call in from way out there, from the great central sun and beyond, some of the new energies that are being downloaded at this time that can truly infuse humanity with greater consciousness, with our transformative ability. Our vibrational vehicles become much more radiant. And so let's draw those in. Raise your hands up to the universe. Flat palms, and have the energy fields come running into your hands and surge through your arms, fling round and round in your heart, move up through your brain, round and round in your brain, and back down into your torso again, and back up through your arms, out your hands. And now I want you to pour this absolutely transformative magical energy to run through your hands to various parts of the planet where people are sick, where some kind of species are dying or becoming extinct, where our use of, for example, oil is trashing the world, where politics is defying our need to understand consciousness. You know, where it's being unfair, whatever. Anywhere you see deception, sickness, war, greed, poverty, limitation. Because remember, we're talking about being able to unlimit ourselves from being contained, from being limited, from being conscripted into becoming very powerful beings whose consciousness is more about growing and win-win and coming from the heart than we ever imagined. You can do that. I can do that, too. It just takes a fair amount of intention, doesn't it? So, again, we can pat the rest of the world, anywhere you think it needs help. Good. With this wonderful energy that's pouring through your hands and pouring out of your mind and your intentions. And have this energy, it's electrical, very vibrant. Look at it, it's getting brighter and brighter. Have it circle round and round the planet, round and round our planet till it becomes an electrifying atmosphere. And then you have it come back around the planet and shoot up your hands, your arms, circle around your heart, shoot up in through your neck, your head, into the great central sun. Now close off your galactic healing center and then step into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin. And we already have a caller on hold. She's had to wait quite a while. So I hope you're still there. You're welcome to say hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm sick today, but otherwise I'm okay.
What's your first name, honey?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. So, what can we do for you? We're getting an echo here.
Because I'm on my phone. What's the easiest way to do this? Hello?
Hello? Is your radio turned down?
I'll get off of the speaker. That might work better.
Okay.
Is that okay now?
That's better, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's going on in your life, honey? Are you having a good Christmas?
Yeah, I am, actually. I am. I'm a little concerned. I'm concerned about losing my job, and I was just kind of wondering if there's some information you can give me about that.
Okay, hang on a sec here. Well, there's did the office change hands or something?
There's a relatively new big boss.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think it's well, there's this, here's the deal. Is I'm seeing a squeeze. I don't see you're going to lose the whole thing, but maybe could your job be shrunk, made smaller?
Well, you know, it would be better than losing it. So, yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing the squeeze is one of these kind of corporate sort. I don't even know if it's a corporate thing, but it's a kind of a corporate looking thing where their whole thing is making money and making it all cost effective. So they're squeezing it down, making it smaller or fewer hours.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard for you, isn't it?
Well, it's not the best news, is it?
No. No, it isn't, especially not this time of year, but it's the fiscal change is the New Year's, isn't it? But you can be all right. You can be all right. You have some dreams of things you want to do, my friend.
Yeah.
What we're saying is that you look like you're in the wheels of a squeezing corporate doodah, but what you seem to be able to do over the next month, or even starting right now, going into the next month, is you're expanding in a slightly different direction, and it looks like your work could be more suitable to your heart and soul than the way this corporate thing is squeezing you. You know, you're a good worker, you're a good helper of people. Beautiful soul.
Okay.
So we're recommending that you give over, surrender to the universe, and then listen, because you've got some really different approaches that are trying to come up. And you're afraid to do them. I want to say, don't be afraid. You've got so much spiritual support around you. You've got wonderful light around you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
You're just thinking?
I'm appreciating what you have to say. Thank
well,
you.
And I'm appreciating you, and I thank you for calling.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Isn't it interesting? There's so many things, and it's a little like what Sharon called in about this, Sharon and Karen. What's really interesting is there's in both cases there's loss, but in both cases, that loss is imperative to get to the gain, you see. And in both cases, the gain is more freedom from constriction by dominance, if you will. So like if we live, like with Karen, if you live into a circumstance that really squeezes you in for the sake of security, but it isn't who you are and you're very creative, very often you'll find you get squeezed out, and that's when you start to flex your creative muscles. That's usually after we recover a little. And with Sharon, it's not identical, but there's a big part of a karmic propensity to be lied to, for example, to be disappointed in what you thought was security and all of that from a different level, from a personal interaction level. But if she plays her cards right, which I think she's going to do, she'll just do a ton of clearing. And in that clearing, whoop, meet different people, live different lives. So call in. I want to talk to you about your life, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And remember, it's Boxing Day, so those of us who are from British-backing countries and so on are accustomed to it being the day of giving to your friends. So call in, and maybe with my guides and angels and yours too, we could give to you. So let me see. I'm going to take a look at some people out there. I'm just going to pick you out of a crowd. There's somebody I'm looking at who has an amazing light, and her light has got this. Okay, so this is beginning to happen more and more in my sessions, where her light, this woman's light, I think you must be in your late 30s or so, but for the first time, I don't know why I'm saying the first time, because here I am calling you onto the radio and seeing you way out there, and I don't know if I've seen you in person or not. But in any case, for the first time, I see you drawing in, you're drawing in lines of light from different galactic centers. So a way to put this in a better way to explain it visually is that I see these lines that are carrying their light and information. They're coming from different galactic centers. So say this one's from Arcturus, this one's from the Pleiades, and this one is from, who knows, I don't have to get Andromeda, a lot about love. Anyway, there's all these different lines of light which are talking to me about how you have been to many, many different galactic centers and how it's all coming together in you. So when you bring in, it's like baking a cake, only it's a much more cosmic cake, isn't it? You bring in the light from this place, from that place, from the other place, always with the history that you've spent there in those different galactic centers. It's when you put them together and you stir the pot, what kind of wisdom do you bring to this plane at this transformative time in the history of mankind? And I'm looking at you, I'm going, you look like you're overwhelmed, you're confused, but something deep down in you is starting to fire off and you're starting to go, ah, I'm going to be writing, I'm going to be speaking, I'm going to be singing, I'm going to be doing all these things, and I'm going to make a difference on the planet. And you don't know where all that's coming from, and I feel your heart expanding. I feel your belly kind of caving in and out and then trying to expand. And I'm saying, and maybe a lot of you could do this, stop for a minute and just stand back and try to give over all the body tensions that you're feeling without flopping over on the floor like a rag doll. And allow yourself to feel the streams of light that are coming through you from all kinds, all parts of your existences, all over. It's soul streams of light. That's funny because now I'm seeing other people, and the way it affects each of us is different. So this young lady I was talking to at the beginning, she's only one of many who are undergoing this kind of thing. And I'm looking over here at someone who's a lot older. She's in her, probably she could be 70 or 80 or something. And she's got it going too. That there's a way that she's going to bring her light onto the planet in a very different way in her very senior years. And it's going to, and you can see it right in her eyes, it's going to make a huge difference as she talks to other people. Sometimes there are people whose eyes are dead, you know what I mean? They're showing her being in some kind of organization where a lot of the people around her are kind of looking, oh, their eyes are just dull, like a lot of people. And she's going in and flashing some really amazing light with them. And they're getting a lot done. They're even doing some entertaining in a while, making a difference. Then there's this guy over here, and he's working in a corporate situation where he's been, this is kind of like a Scrooge story. I can see you right out there. You have a sore upper back right in between your shoulder blades, which is usually that place where when it's really hurting in there, that's the place where you're trying to individuate, but you're having a little trouble doing it because you're possessing, and I see you doing this. He's probably in his 60s. But he's possessing his own identity as someone who's very successful, and he has to maintain the stance that he takes or the identity that he's placing in the world. And yet, the thing that's making me laugh is that he has all these streams of light that are just being activated. They're coming in from different parts of his soul's journey, and it's pushing him. And I have to say to you, I think you're getting gastrointestinal doodah, meaning I think you're probably going to get diarrhea. Because when you get this kind of impact, that's vibrational, coming from all kinds of different sources, and they're your sources. They're not just any old person's source, you know. It's not just a fairy godmother kind of thing. It's you activating your awareness of places you've been out in the universes. And things must be picking up speed, because I didn't used to see this stuff be this vibrant. But as it meets in you and it really starts to burble and bubble, or really starts to generate activity, then your gastrointestinal system, your organs that are in the second and third chakras particularly, even the heart, all your chakras, but basically the gastrointestinal stuff, is starting to go a little, 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 little. Because you know what? You're not who you are, meaning you're a success, in quotes, but you're really not who you are. And you've stifled huge aspects of your true self, of your true nature, in order to forge what you thought was a successful presentation on this planet. And your soul journey is saying, are you kidding me? You're not getting away with that. You think you're just sort of in a state of status quo? Uh-uh. And you also have a very good sense of humor, so I really see as your tummy is gurgling. I hope you're listening to this show, because you will be giggling over how your stomach is gurgling, and you will see yourself, and this is true for a number of you actually, look in the mirror and see yourself and your identity and what you're attached to, and make a decision. Is that who I really am, or is that who I want to be? Or is that who I'm holding on to being? That's right. It's really interesting, because you'll find that if you do that, things will start slipping around. And the first place you'll probably notice it, well, it's different for different people, but the first guy I was talking to is going to be his gastrointestinal. Oh, I see several of you over here. The first place you're going to notice it is your head, and probably at the frontal lobe. So let's take a few minutes here, and let's ask for another, let me see, I want to see another question here. Take a couple of deep breaths and relax. That's it. And I want you to ask yourself who you really are. Who are you really? Is it what you're doing? Is it what your station is in life? Who are you really? Oops, I see several people who are writers, who are songwriters, who are singers, who are performers. I see it, and I can feel it in your arms. There's an awful lot about love and love coming through your body, mind. I hope you're going to call in. I'd really love it if you'd call in. Some of you are sort of hanging on the edge of... Sorry, I'm just looking at several people at a time here. There's a couple of people who are older and are afraid because they feel really vulnerable on the planet at this time, not because they're physically vulnerable, but because they're fiscally vulnerable, financially vulnerable. And it seems like in this society that the respect for older people has not been cultivated as well as it's going to be. That's something that's changing. So it's almost like we're on the lip of that particular evolution. And I want to say that a couple of the people that I'm looking at who think they're older are going to be called into service to help a lot of other people with that very same subject. And I want to say one of you is a multidimensional Pleiadian-based woman who's 70 or 71 or something and is physically frail, but is not spiritually frail. You know the difference? And is going to start keying in a whole different format for people to age and give services. So it looks like you're going to be working as a healer, but it'll be a healer in terms of, like emotional health, mental health. It'll be that kind of healer. But what happens is that you're going to start spurring on a whole segment of society that's older, and you're going to find a certain amount of community and productivity That's going to surprise you. You'll have a lot of leadership and management in it, but it's not leadership and management like you were running a big corporate office. It's just like somebody who's able to tune people up so they step into more and more of their service. And it appears also that you're going to have the funds to do that, or funds are going to come. I want to say funds, F-U-N-S, and funds, F-U-N-D-S, are going to come in from several different directions and in a kind of a surprising way. So I want to say to you, if you're maybe in that environment, I want you to drop inside and I want you to ask to feel all these different, because in this case it's true too, that the experience that's being prodded in you is being prodded because of other experiences you've had in different galactic centers, and how you know that your capacity to do this is like a relay team. You're coming forward with the impetus of what has been, not on this plane, but in other lifetimes, in other galactic circumstances. So I'm saying, oh, goody. I'm glad you're calling, because I'm tired of running my own voice here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This is Carol from Kansas.
Hey, Carol, you're about to step into service, aren't you?
I don't know. Am I?
You sound good. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, still got lots of issues, I think. Lots of things to work through, it feels like.
But you know what? That might last lifetimes. We all have those, right?
Oh, please. Lifetimes?
Well, you know, I just want to say we all have talked to Carol off and on for a long time, and, boy, you sound really vital tonight.
Well, thank you.
Hmm.
Now I almost forgot the question I was going to ask. Am I still trying to punish myself?
I don't think so. You look like you've lightened the load tremendously. Do you feel like that?
Well, no, I just... You know, I was doing that turmeric and bitters so I could have a bowel movement. And,
right.
And it really irritated my liver. My liver was just so painful yesterday. It just opened it up and it was just, you know, going like crazy, and I was in extreme pain. So I called Manny and he said, I'm still punishing myself, so...
Oh, God.
Because it didn't feel like that was my intention.
Well, I want to say this about Carol to everybody at home, is that you feel your vibration has gone up a ton.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and so you might still be feeling pain, but your service is going to start, so you're going to be helping people fairly soon, my friend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Have you got roller skates? You might have to be on roller skates.
Yeah, so.
Are you feeling physically a little bit better from yesterday?
Yeah, I can tell that I'm stronger, but I'm still a lot of pain, a lot of nerve stuff going on, it feels like.
But it's interesting, because I have another friend's client who's had a lot of pain, and her nervous system takes pain immediately and flares it up in a much bigger way than lots of people do. It's almost like once the nerves are accustomed to yelling, they don't know how to tone down their voice so much. Because
well,
I don't
that
see...
sounds like mine.
Exactly. And yeah. I don't see your nerve muscle. Carol used to have this thing where her nerve muscle connections looked really vulnerable. It was awful. Now they don't look like that. You don't look as vulnerable, Carol.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I don't want to disagree with Manny, because I adore him and really admire his work, but I don't think you're punishing yourself anything like before. Maybe he just thought the turmeric was a bit painful. I don't know.
Well, you know, he just comes right up his head sometimes, and, you know, you catch him when he's busy, and I think he just says what he says without really...
Well,
you know.
And... But I really think that you're improving. I'm telling you what, your voice is, you've always been wonderful, but there's an improvement in the thing that we've been talking about tonight, which is your ability to be true to Carol. Your ability to be true to yourself is the most important part. And that's what looks like it's happening. I don't get the punishment. I think you've dumped a ton of karmic hoo-ha, frankly.
So this nervous condition, you're saying that this is just how it's going to be with me?
No, I'm saying it is right now. That's all. It's changing. You're changing and changing and changing and changing. My gosh, what do you think? Your high speed seasons. I don't think.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
Well, I thank you.
Very inspiring to me.
Well, you inspire me too, and it is Boxing Day, so I hope that's a gift for you.
Yes, very definitely. Great, big ribbon around it.
Thank you. A big hug to you, Carol. Thanks for calling in. So, this is Veronica, and I want to say to you, as we enter into a new year, let's all take a minute and really sort of look at what it is we are going to create. I don't say what we want to create, what we're going to create. Let's create a positive, like a release of old hidden belief structures. Can you feel that? As soon as I say that, I'm asking for help from the guides and angels, and my body is just buzzing like mad. And I'm saying, we all keep hearing, it's very possible to shake old karmic patterning out of our systems now. We're lightening up our load. We've got universal frequencies helping. Evolution of the species is at hand, and it darn well better be, because some of what's going on in the third dimension is not exactly evolved, right? So, one of the bits of evidence about evolution is our ability to release karmic, the edicts of the subconscious that are completely without our thought or our seeming preference. We can command total release of those. So let's see some beautiful spiraling lights going up your legs, all the way up your legs, spiraling lights. What color do you want to have them? I'm thinking of violet, and I'm thinking of gold. What would you think of? Every bright, clear color has got special messages to it, so just pick what first comes to you, and don't make it right or wrong, and certainly don't make it murky. And I want you to spiral those lights like a bottle washer all up through your legs, in through the genital area, the belly, the solar plexus, spiral, 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 spiraling, right up through the chest. I want to do the lungs especially, even though we haven't done all your organs. Spiral, 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 because the lungs hold grief, and we want to have the courage of the heart chakra, spiraling light, all the way up through the neck, which is the consciousness of self, and spin it right up into the head. Spin round and round in the head and ray out into the great central sun. So I want to say to all of you, happy, happy Boxing Day. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What's your name? You can tune in and tell me by accessing my website, veronicaentwistle.com, and there's an Ask Veronica button there where you can tell me about who you want to hear on Paradigm Shifters, and what do you think about the show, and are there any other bits of feedback? If you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, I'd love that. So veronicaentwistle.com and Ask Veronica. And thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings. Enjoy this holiday season. It's not over yet. Just enjoy it. Fill it with self, because that's the loving part that you radiate into the world, giving great service to the collective. Good night, many blessings, and much love.